Sometimes I take a mental trip around the world and try to picture the perfect man I seek. But in my love parade, all other nations fade. I want to have, I gotta have, I have to have, I'm gonna have a Greek with cheek. Some girls I know are dying for a lay from Hawaii with a wiki-wacky waka-key physique. Some girls go completely jerky when they meet a thing from Turkey. But me, Greek. Other girls would give a million to bitch woo with a Brazilian or engage a Portuguese and hide a Sikh. But for rolling on a haystack or as a jockey on my racetrack, ha! Greek. Not a freak. If I should ever bask in an affair with an Alaskan, the heat would make the igloo spring a leak. And though they say the going's meaty, when you have a sweetie, oh, Cora, just drag me in an old-tired, loused-up Greek. A Frenchman knows his angles, and a gypsy knows his bangles, and a Pole won't care what language you might speak. And a golden bronze Tahitian is nice, but not as Grecian as a thoroughly domesticated Greek. Ain't that the truth, girl? You know it's the truth. You know it. Now, in some parts of Italy, they do it rather wittily. But I never like spaghetti, so to speak. And the Swiss are small and cheesy. And the Eskimos are sneezy. Who the hell wouldn't rather have a Greek? Some girls can't help feeling skittish in the arms of someone British. On the other hand, some ladies go quite weak at the sight of a Scotsman kilted, and especially this kilt is tilted, but me, Greek. So unless your inclinations can stand on Greek foundations, you can peddle your papaya up the creek. I may weaken for a weak god, but he's gonna be a Greek god. I'm gonna have a Greek with cheek, not a freak. Greek.